Hi, hello. Welcome to the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm Michael Foreman, author. Yes, hi again. It's Michael Foreman, author, calling to you all the way from the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast in Western Australia. Yes, I'm an author of some quite unique dark adult fiction, stories that are wrapped around a central theme of a sexless marriage, namely my own. It's a pseudo-biographical type of thriller. But I don't want to talk to you about that today. You can always come to my website for that, and I'll give you that information very shortly. I want to talk to you about sexless marriages, more importantly, your own. I suffered through a very long-term sexless marriage, and I like to put things here on the podcast that relate to some of the things that I went through that probably relate to much of what you are going through or about to go through. It all depends on how long you've been in your sexless marriage. Some of you are only experiencing the first year of it. Maybe there are listeners out there who are experiencing several years of it. People have been in contact with me via the podcast and also my home website with regards to their own sexless marriage situations, and they want to share with me bits and pieces of their lives. Some of it I can put on the podcast, but others I cannot. So as information comes through, I will share with you those situations that come from people who wish to have it shared. But for the most part, it sounds like a lot of you are very grateful that a podcast like this actually exists, and I thank you for your feedback. Today's podcast is about coping with a sexless marriage. Coping. We all have our own way of coping with things. Not always a good way of coping with sexless marriages, but we have our own ways of coping with this particular situation. For instance, enduring. I know I endured my situation for a very long time, probably far longer than what it was worth. Nevertheless, enduring is something that you are currently going through, I'm sure. You probably find yourself immersing yourself in your work. You become very engrossed with what you're doing in order to take your mind off the issues that are happening in the bedroom or what's not happening in the bedroom. Some of us will end up studying something entirely new. It's almost another version of engrossing ourselves in another form of work. Studying something at university, maybe getting online and doing a course there. That's one way that you can divert attention away from the subject at hand. Some of us will take on a new hobby, maybe pick up a golf club or start a drawing class. Perhaps photography takes your interest, and carrying your camera to take pictures of interesting and wonderful things. Rather than get immersed in your work or taking on a new hobby, you decide to leave it to God. You pray to God. I know that I've got a lot of Christian followers out there who really do believe that God has the answer. Now, that might be a way that you can cope. Some of you will overeat as a result of the problems at home. Eating is one way of satisfying some cravings. And I know that there are listeners out there today who can relate with this. Ever since their marriage became sexless, they've put on a lot of weight. They've found eating to be a brand new hobby of their own that they never previously had. Now, if you sleep a lot, I'm not going to presume anything here, but having suffered it myself, sleeping sometimes is a sign of depression, that you are needing to escape your own emotions. And so if you find yourself sleeping a lot more than you ever did before, it might be a sign that you're depressed. Do you find yourself watching more TV? Maybe you find yourself reading a whole lot more. You've got a long list of books you've read and a long list of books you haven't read that you're about to read. Maybe your subscription level has increased tenfold ever since you've discovered you've had a sexless marriage. Do you consume more alcohol than you ever did before? Alcohol sometimes is a way to escape. And on top of that, drugs. Are you involving yourself in drugs to suppress some of the hurt that you're feeling about your marriage? Maybe you've increased your masturbation level. Masturbation is a sexual release, and I would imagine there would be people listening to this who have discovered masturbation is a very easy way of solving some of the problems, but not being able to solve all of them. Are you in that boat? Maybe that's your coping mechanism. What about falling into the arms of another? It's not unusual. If you have a sexless marriage, there's a very good chance you have somebody else on the side. I'm not saying all of you. I am saying some of you, and judging by the amount of information that's fed back to me via this podcast and my home website, a lot of you are in that situation. That's a coping mechanism. Some would say not a healthy one. I don't care. It is a form of coping. Did you discover counselling recently? You think there's something wrong with both of you or something wrong with you and decided to take up some therapy somewhere. You find yourself being attached to your therapist because the release of emotion goes to some way of resolving some of the issues that you have inside you. Do you find yourself complaining to friends, your friends, not our friends, but specifically your friends? Do you find yourself bad-mouthing your partner? Not intentionally and not disparagingly, but every so often there's a little irk word that gets thrown into it. Oh, he doesn't do this, or we don't do that, or she isn't like this. Perhaps you cry yourself to sleep at night. Crying is a coping mechanism. Maybe you stay awake at night crying because you just don't have the answers. Maybe you're a stoic person and pretend nothing's wrong. Pretend absolutely nothing's wrong, and you put on this wonderful facade for other people to enjoy so that you find a way to enjoy the marriage. That's another coping mechanism that you probably weren't aware of. What did I do to cope with my marriage? Well, I did a combination of these things. I did immerse myself in my work. I slept a lot more. I consumed more alcohol. I found masturbation went some way to fixing the problem. I fell into the arms of another person. And it solved some of the issues. I wanted to complain to friends, but because my friends were our friends, I didn't want to cross that border. I wanted to, but it never happened. Yes, I cried myself to sleep. I quietly kept myself awake with it too. And I tried to be stoic and put on that facade for other people to enjoy, including my family and my friends, my work colleagues. I did the best I could to kind of smooth over the surface of our marriage. And we did. We looked like a really good couple. Temporarily, it fixed problems. In the end, it didn't fix everything. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a long time, you'll know that we got divorced. And if you want to find more information about that, you can listen to back episodes of the podcast. Tell me what you did to cope. Write me or send me an audio file back through the channel from which you got this podcast. It's broadcast originally from anchor.fm, anchor.fm, and Anchor does allow for you to send short messages back up the pipeline where I can hear. I don't think it's available on Spotify or on the Apple iTunes platforms, so you'd have to go to anchor.fm to do that. Alternatively, you can come to my website at michaelformanwriting.com, michaelformanwriting.com, and you can write to me on any one of my pages there. Leave me a text message and I will respond accordingly. I may even end up asking you to use some of the information on this podcast so other people can know what it's like to suffer in a sexless marriage. Now, last podcast, I mentioned of a brand new website that went up, a forum rather, about sexless marriages. I have mentioned forums here on the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast, but I want to tell you about this new one, and there seems to be a lot of action and activity around it. It's iliasm.org. My last podcast, I said I don't know what the acronym stands for, but I finally found out. It's I Live in a Sexless Marriage.org. I-L-I-A-S-M. I Live in a Sexless Marriage, that's what it stands for, .org. You can sign up, become a member over there, and find out what other people are talking about. Maybe, you might find somebody who's in your same situation, who understands what's going on, and you might find a friend. I can't guarantee it. Don't go over there looking for it. I've said to people who do that, it's probably pretty unlikely you'll find somebody in your own area, a member of the right sexual group, but it's possible, distantly, remotely possible, that you may find somebody in the same situation who you can share this information with and maybe start a relationship with. I'm not going to guarantee anything, but certainly go over there if you want to air your grievances. It's a safe area. They're all suffering like you are, like I did, and you'll find people aren't so judgmental if you tell them the truth. Now, my website, I mentioned before, is michaelformanwriting.com, and I've given you now the the link address to I Live in a Sexless Marriage. So there's nothing more for me to do except to tell you it can always rain on your parade. See you later.